Masechta Shviyas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Hamavkia Bezayas, someone who's splitting off branches from his olive trees. Lo yichapei ba'afar, he cannot cover the ends on the tree, the raw ends where he cut a branch off from. He cannot cover the ends with dirt. The dirt's going to turn into mud and will cause beneficial growth to the tree. And so he's not allowed to do that on Shemitah because he's benefiting the growth of the tree. However, he is allowed to cover the raw part of the tree with stone or straw to prevent the tree from drying out, but this won't be a mud that will improve the growth of the tree. Hakaitzitz kairis shikma, someone who's cutting the trunk of a sycamore tree that's already been cut before. They would cut it to get long beams for building purposes, and then the trunk would grow back again to a tall tree. So this is kairis shikma, is a tree that's already been cut before, so he's allowed to cut from it. But similarly, layichapeu ba'afar, he can't cover the trunk with the afar, with dirt, because again, it will turn to mud and it will improve the growth of the trunk. However, he is allowed to cover it with stone or straw. Ein kaitzitzin besula shikma b'shvius. He cannot cut besula shikma, a virgin sycamore tree, which is the first time that the trunk was being cut. This he cannot do on Shemitah, because this was the first time it was cut, it would cause it to grow back wider and a stronger trunk, and so it was improving the growth of the tree. So this he cannot do. This is considered a avida, labor for the benefit of the growth of the tree, and he's not allowed to do that type of work on Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda says kedarka aser, it's aser to cut it. It's forbidden to cut the tree, the sycamore tree, for the first time, kidarka, in the normal fashion, which is to make it a little bit less than 10 tvachim off of the ground. That's where they would cut it. Ella, rather, what should you do? I magbia asar tvachim, either cut it higher than 10 tvachim, I gaime mal arts, or cut it down all the way down to ground level, because these ways would not cause improvement to the trunk of the tree, and then it would be allowed to be done on the Shemitah year. Mishnah Vav, Hamizanev Begafanim, someone who's trimming grapevines. Zanav literally means a tail. He's cutting off tails of the grapevines, little branches that are sticking out, in order to cause the main trunk of it to thicken. Vakaitzitz Kanim, and someone who's cutting reeds, again, to make the trunk thicken. Rabbi Yisi Gluli says, Yarchik Tefach, he has to distance the place where he's cutting a tefach. So by the grapevines, this is a tefach from the trunk. By the reeds, this is a tefach from the ground. He has to do that in order that it should not appear that he's doing it for the benefit of improving the growth of the plant. The best way to do it for the growth of the plant would be to cut it right by the source, by up to the trunk or up to the ground. But he's not doing that. He has to distance a tefach in order for it to be allowed on Shemitah. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kaitzitz kedarkai." He can cut kedarkai at any way he wants. He doesn't have to be concerned about distancing a tefach. He disagrees with the first opinion, and he can cut bekardim with an axe, a bemagel or a sickle, a bemagira or a saw, whichever tool he prefers, in whichever way he prefers. Rabbi Kiva is not concerned with this action. Ilan shenifshach, a tree that cracked. Kosher Nisa, you can tie the two ends of the two parts together of this crack, but Shvius on the Shemitah year, but Leisha Yala, not that it should actually make the two parts heal together, Elishala Yasif, just to make it that it should not further increase the split. By putting the two parts together, that they'll heal together, it will cause improvement of the growth of the tree, the trunk will thicken from this healing of the two parts together, so he can't cause that. But he can tie it in a way that it shouldn't get damaged further and split further.